Predictions has returned. Join myself, Ian the Law Hurst, the man known as Big Chuppy, Jensen Hurst, and the original Predictions King, Musa the Savage Christian, as we try to predict and break down all the biggest fights and events in the world of MMA and combat sports. Welcome to the Combat and Pro Wrestling Podcast.
I said it last year.
And welcome to another episode of Fight Predictions. This one is for UFC 266, Volkanovski vs. Ortega for the UFC featherweight title. A few things to just clear up before we get going, because there's loads to go over. So, Mus is once again joining us.
How's it going, brother?
He's back in predictions. The original predictions champion. Obviously, it's me now. So, Jensen can't be here. He's not very well. Most of you wasn't here last time. So this is what we're going to do to even the playing field a little bit. Obviously, after the last one, I'm now on 15 points. Jensen's on 14. You did show me your picks after we'd done the episode. Technically, you'd be on 16 now.
Yeah.
If you was here, but we got the times mixed up. And you didn't turn. You thought it was the evening.
Yeah.
We ended up doing it in the afternoon. We got it all mixed up. So this is what we're going to do. You're happy with this, I think.
Yeah. It's going to be a little asterisk next to my score.
Yeah, because obviously you weren't here.
Yeah.
So you would have got 16. We're going to minus your 5 points. And you're going to start on 11.
Just to make it clear, just so we can reiterate again for the listeners, the little caveat on this is that I would be winning if I'd been here. So it's
if
like,
turned
it's
up.
Like, yeah, so it's like if a fighter misses weight, basically. So I'm just being penalised 5 points.
but his predictions
I'm
were
more
good,
than happy with that because... You've got a lot of time in it.
Solid predictions, though.
Yeah.
You're only technically behind 4 points.
Which is nothing. We've seen it swing 12, 13, haven't we, before? So.
Exactly. So, Jensen can't beat you. So, this is what we're going to do moving forward, just to make things easier for the competition. Even if I'm not here and you two do it without me.
Yeah.
This is how we're going to do it. If you don't turn up, instead of giving your points to myself or Musa or Jensen, we're going to leave it to Lady Luck. So, if you're not here...
The MMA gods will decide.
We're going to roll dice for your pick and how many points you're going to put on. So it's going to be completely random. So it might work out in your favour. It probably won't. But he's not feeling very well. He's chose not to be here tonight.
I mean, we haven't seen a note.
No, I haven't seen a note, to be fair. I should message my auntie Mel.
Yeah. Just check in. Just say, yeah. I should message Auntie Mel or Jensen's sister Amber to say, just go put your head around the door. What's he doing?
Yeah, what's wrong with him?
Yeah.
He's just got nervous because the competition's heating up. No, he'll be back for the next one. But we'll get into this one. So, obviously, we just dropped an episode. We're doing monthly episodes now covering the world of MMA. So, we don't really need to get into that. The only thing I'd say is there's not really been any big cards recently. We just had Smith versus... Was it Span or Swan?
Span, Ryan Span.
That was a pretty weak card, if I'm honest. So a couple of good fights, but name value-wise, pretty weak. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to make my pick. We're going to do Lady Luck's pick, and then Musa, you're going to do your pick.
Yeah.
As always, for big pay-per-views, we do 7 fights. For fight nights, we do 6. So with this being a pay-per-view, 7 fights to get into. First fight we're going to do. It's the former bantamweight top contender, is sort of fell on hard times, but still a beast. Marlon Moraes, 23-8-1, against, I'm only going to try and say this name once, and then after that I'm going to just call him Mirab. Mirab? Davilish Liv? Am I close?
I'm going to call him Mirab as well.
So Mirab?
Yeah.
Yeah, 13-4. Marlon Moraes is 2-3 in his last 5, including a split decision over Jose Aldo.
Yeah.
So he could technically be 1-4 at the minute. Obviously, in the past, especially when we first started doing this, I used to cream over. That sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
But I used to be a huge Marlon Moraes fan.
That's very suspect.
I know, that's suspect terminology. But yeah, massive Marlon Moraes fan. I used to go on about him all the time. I thought he was going to be the champion.
And then he sort of fell on hard times. And I don't see him being there now. With some of the top guys that are emerging at the minute, I don't see him in that top five for a while. Merab, he's currently on, I don't know if you've seen this, a 6-fight win streak, all by unanimous decision.
Yeah.
All decisions. He just grinds everyone out.
He's an absolute cardio machine.
Yeah.
Which I'll go into more when I factor into my picking, but...
Yeah.
I don't know which way you've gone, but Marais has lost a lot of fights because he gasses out.
Yep. He's a finisher, but...
He can gas out if you take him into deep waters.
Yeah.
And this guy's a machine.
Obviously, I've got a feeling where you're going to go with this thing.
I've given away a bit then. Don't you change. I can...
I'm not. Don't worry. So I'm going to go Merab, 5 prediction points.
Yeah.
Yep. So quite big. My third highest number. So Lady Luck. Oh, Jensen, big chub. So this is what we're going to do. So I'm going to roll the dice. 2 dice. If it's evens, he's going
to die.
Yeah, two die. So I'm going to roll the die. If it's evens, he's picking Marais. If it's odds, he's picking Merab.
Come on, evens.
3. So he's going for Merab.
Can I have a look at that? It is a 3, I can confirm.
It is a 3. He's going for Merab, but let's have a look how many points. So this is what we're going to do. With 2 dice, it's pretty tough to roll a 2 or a 3, even though he just rolled a 3, so that makes no sense. And 11 and 12. So if he rolls a 4, that's 1 point. Mm. 5, 2 points, all the way up to 10, which would be 7 points.
Okay.
It's the only way I could think to do this. I'm sure there's a more simple way to do it.
What if it comes up as 2 ones? Do you just re-roll?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll re-roll.
Sounds fair.
There's not much chance for it rolling a 2 or a 3 or 11 and 12, even though it just has rolled a 3. Here we go then. 6. So he's going 3 points. 3 points on Merab.
You're not going to believe this. This is ridiculous.
Go on then, what have you got?
I've gone 3 points on Merab. My reason being, I'm quite confident on it, but I'm a bit more confident on some other picks. So when you went 5, I was like, oh, maybe I should have gone 5. Maybe gone a bit higher. But I just do think he's a nightmare matchup, and I can't understand the UFC's matchmaking. They all give him, Arias, some hard matches.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I don't get it. It just shows in the UFC there's no easy fights, is there? But Merab's style is just, he's a grinder and he's a cardio machine. He doesn't seem to get tired. And Arias has been known to, in the second and third, really gas out if he doesn't get the finish early. I can just see Merab grinding him out.
Yeah, definitely.
Having said that, Arias always has a chance, but yeah, I'm going Merab.
I think he needs to catch him early while he's still explosive.
Yeah.
If not, it's likely to go Merab's way.
Yeah.
So, next fight. Dan Hooker. I think he's currently ranked 5th.
Mm-hmm.
5th? Why do I feel like that doesn't sound right?
I'll tell you.
He's currently ranked 5 at lightweight. I'm sure.
This could come up with some weird stuff. I'll just put Hooker ranking into Google. This might be... Okay. He's ranked number 9, I think.
9? I thought he was at 5.
We haven't got a clue what's going on, do we, really? Oh,
he's... 8. He's ranked 8.
Okay.
Dan Hooker... 8th ranked lightweight against another tough name. I know you know how to pronounce this name,
yeah.
And you know I don't. It's Nasrat. It's the P and the Q together. It's throwing me.
Yeah. What's the normal name? Smith.
Hartgrast. Harprast.
Hakprast. Yeah.
Hakprast. Yeah. Nasrat Hasprast.
Different again. Different every time.
Really balls that up.
It's different every time you say it.
We're just going to go with Nasrat.
Nasrat Hakparast. Say it how you want.
Or Mini Gastelum, because he is a clone of
Mini Kelvin. I'm not even confident in your ability to say Gastelum, so we'll call him Mini Kelvin from here on out.
I'm comfortable with Gastelum, but
okay.
I'll just call him Nasrat.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's not ranked. He's currently not ranked. So Hooker, 20 and 10. His record, Nasrat 13-3.
What a record for Hooker for someone that's only young still. He's not old, is he?
No.
20 and 10, 30 fights, wow.
So he wins 2 out of 3 fights there.
Yeah. And he fights killers.
Yeah. So Hooker's on a 2-fight losing streak currently, but those 2 were to Chandler and Poirier. So no scrubs.
Yeah, no. Two of the top 3 guys in the division.
Yeah. When Poirier went the distance.
Yeah. And look what Poirier just did to Connor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nasrat is 4-1 in his last 5. 3 went to decision.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched much of Nasrat. I think I've seen one of his fights. Definitely sort of surging. Mm. I don't really know where Dan Hooker is. Obviously, it's just come out. He's got loads of visa issues. He's literally on the plane Thursday, I think he arrives. Arrives Thursday, makes weight Friday, fights Saturday.
Right.
Then has to go into quarantine.
Oh, that's a joke.
So he'll be cutting weight on the flight, which worries me a little bit.
It's a joke. I feel so bad for him. It's really affecting more than anyone else because of the stringent
His last one was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Was it like a month either side he had to quarantine?
So he's lost a fight. Then he has to go and quarantine for a month on his own or his team or whatever.
Can't be with his family.
Yeah, terrible.
It is awful. That worries me, that. That worries me. Yeah. I am a big Dan Hooker fan, but just with the visa issues, and I don't know where his head's at, I'm going to go Nasrat, 2 prediction points. Ooh. I'm not confident, but I'll go 2.
Okay.
So Lady Luck, evens, Hooker, odds, Nasrat. 6.
That's odd. You're looking at me really confused there.
Do you mean it's odd?
It's evens. Idiots.
Absolute morons running this.
You look confused and I answered
the
wrongly.
The fact that I know how to turn the laptop on to record it's... And
yeah, it's a feat in itself, isn't it? Yeah. I love my self-righteous indignation. There's out. That's odd. It's not.
I didn't know if you meant it's odd that I looked at you that way or the number's odd.
Yeah, but what?
So he's gone Hooker. Right, so let's find out how many points.
This is annoying me now.
Obviously, his 3's gone.
Yeah.
7. So he's going 4 points on Hooker.
You are not going to believe this. This is ridiculous. I have gone Hooker 4 points. The MMA phase was rolling your dice and he's had the same picks as me. What's the point? I'll go with my reason a little bit.
What's the point?
I just think Hooker's a beast. I think Akpras is very good. He's got some good wins. He beat Diakazi, good all-round martial artist. I just think Hooker's being slept on. I know he, like you say, he's on 2 defeats, but they come to, in my opinion, 2 of the top, I think, number 1 and number 3 guy in the division. I think so as well.
Yeah. But I think with the visa issues and stuff, they worry me. And out of all the fights, this one was right down there for me of confidence.
Yeah, no, I fully get that. But yeah, I just think Hooker's still got enough to get it done. Having said that, if he comes in how he did against Chandler, where he looked
nervous,
didn't want to engage, didn't fight how he usually fights, you don't know when you have a war like he did against Poirier. You don't know what it takes out of a fighter. Rory McDonald was never the same after that fight with Lawler. Rory McDonald used to be a savage, and after the fight with Lawler, he was never the same. So who knows?
Who knows? So you go in 4 on Hooker.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
So you and our Jensen's neck and neck.
This is mental. I can't believe it.
Next fight, so we'll move on. Jessica Andrade,
yeah.
So the former strawweight champion.
Yeah.
Ranked number 1 at flyweight now.
Yeah.
She's 21-9 against Cynthia Calvillo, ranked number 5, 9-2-1. So Andrade is currently 2-3 in her last 5. 4 of those were KOs. Wins and losses. So when I was looking at this fight, I noticed that Andrade either finishes the fight or wins the fight. She's a finisher,
mm-hmm.
or she gets finished.
Yeah,
she's not one to go the distance very often. Calvillo, she's never been stopped, and she's gone the distance 7 out of her 12 fights.
Mm-hmm.
Whether she's won or lost, obviously she's only lost 2, and they were both by decision.
Yeah,
so she's never been stopped. I was leaning towards Andrade.
Yeah.
But just going through this and realising that Calvillo's never been stopped, Andrade isn't one to go the distance, I'm going to have to lean to Calvillo. But I'm very unconfident on this. I'm going 1 point on Cynthia Calvillo. Lady Luck then.
Oh, I'm interested to see this one. Because if it comes out as the same pick as mine again, I'm just getting up and walking out.
So again, evens, Andrade, odds, Calvillo. 10.
That's
Andrade.
So did you say that right around then?
Yeah, evens, Andrade.
Okay,
odds, Calvillo.
Okay.
So he's gone Andrade, and then his 4's gone as well. So he's got 5 to go. Let's have a look. The amount of points he's going to put on is 4. So he's going 1 point on Jessica Andrade.
Okay, that's okay.
Who have you got?
I've got Jessica Andrade. This is where I could get my points back against you, really. because I've gone 5 points in Andrage. Part of the reason I can't is I can't pronounce the girl's name, so I didn't want to say it.
Cynthia Calvillo.
Cynthia Calvillo. Well, now I can. But no, I just think Andrade has fought better opposition. I think she's a step up in class. I know you said that girl hasn't been finished, but everyone's got to get finished eventually. And why not Andrade to finish it? Do you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I just feel Andrade's got too much for her. But hey, I could be wrong. I have been wrong a few times in the past about different things.
Have you? Yeah. Have you now?
Just a couple of times.
Very aloof on that one. Once upon a time, I was wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Sylvia Calvillo, she is the underdog in this one. I know she lost against... I love how you slyly pulled a piece of toast out there.
No, finish. I'll eat it between them.
I know she lost against Chikagian, and Andrade beat Chikagian.
Yeah.
But she is a beast. Yeah, I just don't know. But anyway, let's move on. Next fight, Curtis Blaydes, ranked number 4. I can't believe you're eating toast during the podcast. We're so unprofessional.
I thought it was quite fun. We just got him on kickboxing.
Yes, have I?
I ordered food, and then it came just before the podcast started, so
yeah.
I've got like a Chinese in front of me, guys. So
I'm eating afterwards.
Sorry.
Professional.
That would be. Hear that crunch?
Fuck's sake.
That was lovely.
Curtis Blaydes, ranked number 4.
Yep.
14-3. Against Jarzinho Rozenstruik, ranked number 6, 12-2. So once again, we seem to be in this heavyweight division, striker versus grappler. I feel like Blaydes has been here a couple of times before. And 9 times out of 10, you're supposed to...
Go for the wrestler.
Yeah, go for the wrestler.
But Blaydes let us down last time, didn't he? When he banked our house against, on him.
Yeah, Lewis. And he let us down against Ngannou twice.
Yeah, it's true,
He seems to come unstuck against these...
Heavy hitters.
Powerful strikers. Although...
You almost put a lot of money on...
I think it was nearly £50. I was like, why wouldn't I?
You were saying to me, that's guaranteed money, yeah.
It's guaranteed money. And then I changed my mind the last minute, woke up the next day.
And then it reminded us, why betting on MMA is stupid.
Yeah. I'm back in the same place. So, Rosie, he's 3-2 in his last 5.
Rosie.
Only losing to him.
Joke.
Only losing to Ngannou and Gane.
Yeah.
But that's against the two top guys that are about to fight to...
Overeem was whooping that ass as well till that early stoppage.
Fair one. Yeah, but he found a way.
He did, yeah.
Obviously, Blaydes got knocked out by Derek Lewis in his last one.
Yeah.
Blaydes is currently... Listen, right? I've got him down as 1-4 in his last 5. Surely it's 4-1 in his last
4-1. He's only ever lost to Ngannou and
Ngannou twice and Derek Lewis.
Yeah, so they both only lost to 2 people.
Badly, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to go the same direction I always seem to go in these matchups. I always think the grappler is going to beat the striker. I'm going to go Curtis Blaydes 4 prediction points.
Right.
So, lady, look. Evens, Curtis Blaydes. Odds, Rozenstruik. 8.
That's evens.
Is it? So he's going Blaydes.
This is annoying me. Why is Jensen getting all my picks?
He's getting some good picks, isn't he?
He's getting some good picks, yeah. Probably better than he would be if he was here.
This is what we're going to do now, then. So, there's 4 numbers left.
You know what a better way would have been to do this, by the way? Would be to roll the dice to decide whether it's even or odds, and then have 7 numbers in a piece of paper, in a hat, and you pick the numbers out, then you don't have to keep re-rolling.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
So, everything we do is hard work.
I know. It's just fucking ridiculous. But, so this is what we'll do then. So he's got 4 prediction points left. Out of 12, we'll break it up into 4. So 1 to 3, 3 to...
This is the most convoluted
7
way to do this.
Yeah. Is 5, 8 to... 1 to 3, 4 to 6, 7 to 9. 10 to 12.
Yeah.
Here we go.
That makes sense.
Don't, anyone listen to this, don't worry about this. Don't worry. I'll let you know. So he's got 10. So that would be 7.
I don't
points.
Know what that means. I looked at him like that. So he's got 7 on Blaydes. See, I think that's a good. He's getting some good picks here for me.
He's going 7 on Blaydes.
I genuinely think Jensen might win this off the back of rolling the dice, which will just infuriate me.
Right. What have you got?
See, there's no way I can overtake him because we will pretty much pick exactly the same all the way through. I've gone Blaydes 6. This is just stupid.
He's absolutely
mucking
pull
me
the
off.
Blind, are you?
Yeah. I've gone Blaydes. Exactly the same reason as you. I'm a massive wrestling fan. I think it's the most important skill in MMA, as I've said numerous times. And 9 times out of 10, the good wrestler should be the good striker. That being said, Rosenstreich can knock anybody out.
Yeah.
See, I'm making me doubt myself. Why have I gone 6 if I'm saying this? No, but I do think Blaze will probably just take him down, elbow the hell out of him, maybe even finish him.
Yeah. I'm with you. So next fight. So this is the people's main event. This is probably the most exciting one on the card. Just
203 months in the making, this.
203 months in the making.
Since this last fight.
Is it?
Yeah.
So we've got Nick Diaz, currently unranked.
And off his nut, probably.
Hopefully not. Against Robbie Lawler, who's currently ranked 15th at welterweight.
15th? He's not in the top 15 welterweights in the world now.
That's where they've got him. So Nick Diaz, 26-9. Robbie Lawler, 28-15. So it's hard to go into the facts on this, because obviously Diaz hasn't fought for 6.5 years.
I'll tell you one fact.
So how'd you break this down?
I'll tell you one fact. He whooped his ass last time.
I don't know. It was a bit of a war. He finished him, but... He
finished him, though.
Lola.
Didn't Robbie finish the fight face down?
Yeah, but he was putting it on him.
Yeah, it was a piece. This was Lola with hair as well, and bald Lola's a lot better than Lola.
Oh,
with
yeah, bald Lola is.
It's a different animal altogether.
I don't know, though. This is the Woodley Lola now, because this is the Lola that's adopted the same style as Woodley.
Just shell wander up against forward, the
cage.
And just let people beat you up.
And then gets pushed back against the cage and just sits on
at
the cage.
At least Lola does go for it a little bit in the last 10 seconds, though. Woodley didn't even save anything, didn't even throw anything.
He's got a good last minute in him.
Yeah. I thought he was going to beat Cobby for a second there in that last 15 seconds and he started going for it.
So Lawler is currently on a 4-fight skid. Lawler's last win was Donald Cerrone.
I'm not mocking Lawler.
Donald Cerrone, July 29th, 2017. That's his last win.
That's bad.
It's a while.
I washed up Cerrone as well.
Get this though. Nick Diaz's last win was October the 30th, 2011 against BJ Penn, who's fought at featherweight. Obviously, he's a legend.
Yeah, but for a much smaller
man. It's the only fight he's won in the UFC since he came back.
You're joking.
After beating Paul Daly.
Yeah, but I think he beat Condit. I think he got robbed in that fight.
I agree. Yeah. I think he beat Condit. I gave him that win, but it was close. So that's a long time.
Do you think we remember Diaz as better than he was? Is that what you're trying to get at? Do you think we built him into this mythical character that was maybe better than he was?
Part of me feels that way.
Yeah.
But this I'm
fully with you. I fully get that. I think we do that with fighters.
Part of me does think this is a perfect return fight for him, though.
Mm-hmm.
And aging seems to have lost it a little bit. Lola.
Yeah. Anyone that's inactive is going to be perfect for Diaz, because Diaz is super active. I don't mean active as in, I mean active in, he throws a lot of strikes, he comes forward, he'll take, so if it's going to be who's, if the other guy's not busy, then he'll probably win the decision, won't he?
Maybe. In the past, he would have.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're going to see now. I seem to have a rule on this podcast, and it's got me so far, so far so good. I like to go with a guy who's being a bit more active.
You do?
Lola's not been that active, but 6.5 years is insane.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Robbie Lawler, 6 prediction points. I don't think Nick Diaz wins this at all.
Oh, wow.
I think he's actually going to... Well, I want him to win, but I think this could be quite embarrassing for him.
Alright.
Okay. I think it could be that bad for him.
Okay.
As long as he doesn't pull a... as long as... As long as he doesn't pull a Holyfield and fall over while throwing a punch.
Yeah, that would be terrible. The thing is, he's been training with Tyson Fury and that Nick Diaz.
I don't know what that means, to be honest.
It means they'll just take a picture together, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, carry on. Let's do Trev's picks and then I'll get
so
into mine.
So Big Trev's going to go with evens Nick Diaz, odds Robbie Lawler.
Come on.
6. So he's going Diaz.
This is ridiculous. He's picked every single fight the same as me.
So he's only got 3 prediction points left. He's got his 2, 5, and 6. So this is what we'll do. 1 and 2 is his 2. 3 and 4 is his 5. 5 and 6 is his 6.
How is he getting all the same picks as he did earlier?
6. So he's going 6 points on Diaz.
Now I can't root for Diaz to win. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I have 2 points on Diaz. I want Diaz to win. I've got a rule of always going over who I want to win a lot of the time, because I like to cheer for him and I don't want to have to not cheer for him. I just think that Diaz isn't one of them guys that's just been sitting around doing fuck all and getting fat.
Oh, no, he's still exercising, so he's fit, but this is...
He does triathletes for fun. Triathlons for fun. He trains jiu-jitsu all the time. He's always helping. He's got a fight IQ that's incredible. He's got a real IQ that's very low, but his fight IQ is incredible. I think he can beat Robbie Lawler. I think he just outworks him and beats him. Robbie Lawler's got cardio issues lately. Very much so since you saw
him. I don't know, he went 5 rounds with...
Colby. But he didn't throw anything.
Yeah.
he just
went 25 minutes, though.
He did go the distance, but he didn't throw anything until the last 30 seconds.
Last minute.
It wasn't even last minute in the Colby fight. I think it was like the last 20 seconds.
Yeah, fair one.
But yeah, no, I think Diaz 2 points. Yeah. Like I say, the two legends, and I'm going to really enjoy it.
So, co-main event. We have the champion, Valentina Shevchenko, 21-3, against Lauren Murphy, ranked number 3, 15-4. Obviously, for the flyweight championship. Murphy, currently on a 5-fight win streak. If anyone deserves a title shot, it's probably her in that division. 5-fight win streak, no one's even close to that. It's been quite impressive. I quite like her as a person. I've not seen anything... Obviously, she's impressive in the cage. But she doesn't blow your hair back. Out of those 5 wins, though, she had 2 split decisions. So it could have gone the other way.
Yeah.
She's just... Sort of looks kind of fell in her lap there a little
it's
bit.
It's weird with split decisions, isn't it? Because it's one of them, it's like... This should be an asterisk next to your record almost.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Masvidal had so many split decisions that Masvidal's record could be totally different.
Yeah, and a lot of those split decisions for him, without going too far off track, it looked like he won.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, we never know. When people got a lot of split decisions, they could very easily be exactly the same the other way around. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So, split decisions over Calderwood and Angelina Lee.
They were 2 good fighters.
Good. But we're talking about Valentina Shevchenko here.
Yeah.
So, Shevchenko is currently on a 7-fight win streak. 6 of those were title fights.
She's a beast, man.
Monster, isn't she? Valentina is by far the biggest favourite on this card. The last time I saw her, or had a look, she was... -1250.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 10 to 3 or something.
It'd be criminal if all 3 of us didn't go 7 points on Shevchenko.
Well, the lady, has he got 7 points left?
He currently has. Let's have a look.
Have you got 7 left to go?
No, he's got 2, 5, and 6.
If he gets 6 points on Shevchenko.
No, he's got 2 and 5.
If he gets 5 points on Shevchenko, this is just fixed.
Well, we'll find
out.
I
really want him to get 5 on that other bird, Murphy.
Well, the pitch.
So disrespectful.
Right, so I'm obviously going to go 7 points on Shevchenko.
Oh, yeah. I thought he might have gone the wrong.
Evens, Shevchenko, odds, Murphy. 4.
No!
So he's going Shevchenko.
This is so unfair!
You just want
to. He's going to be punished. He's probably got better picks than he would if he was here. He's a fucking big doofus. You don't know note about MMA. And now he's here and the dice are giving him all the best picks. I can't believe this.
So cruel.
I hope he doesn't listen to this. Do you think he'll listen to it?
Probably, yeah.
Uh oh.
He's going to want to know what his picks were.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll just send him an email or something.
You'll have to face him on the next predictions.
He's a big boy as well, Jensen.
He's a big one. Big chub. Right, so. 1-3, 2 points. 4-6, 5 points. On Shevchenko.
Come on, 2 points.
6. 5 points.
This is outrageous. He's done so well.
On Shevchenko. Obviously, I want to hear your thoughts on this fight, but I think I know where you're going anyway.
Yeah, it's obvious. Like you said, Shevchenko is 7 points. For me, she's right up there with Nunes as the best woman in the world. She's a joy to watch. She's just an incredible striker. Grappling's pretty good as well. She's just a beast, isn't she? Such a nice human being, kind of the embodiment of what you'd want your daughter to be, really. Do you know what I mean? If she was got into sports, like, she's just a really good sportswoman as well. Yeah, so much respect for her. I think she knocks out of a bit out, to be fair.
Yeah, I see the finish coming.
Yeah. I'm only joking as well. I do know who Lauren Murphy is, and she very much deserves a title shot, but
I just think
she gets out of round 3.
I think just getting this fight is her championship win.
Yeah.
She's made it to the title fight. I think this is probably...
It would be up there with Matt Serra beating GSP this.
If Lauren Murphy was
to beat Shevchenko, that would be, like, well up there.
It'd be close,
yeah. Ever, yeah.
I don't know her path to victory.
No.
If you watch how she wins fights, she's not bad at striking, she's not bad at wrestling, she's not bad at jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
But she's not phenomenal at one thing or a couple of things.
I think all her skill sets, Shevchenko's better in all her skill sets.
Yeah,
which makes it horrible. Yeah, like, there is no path to victory. Yeah, yeah.
anyone can win a fight, but it's going to be tough for her.
Yeah.
Main event.
Ooh, she's a tasty one.
It's the champion, Alexander Volkanovski, 22-1.
Jeez, is that his record? It should be 20. It should be 20-3, though, shouldn't it? Really?
Well,
he lost two fights.
At least 21-2, but
yeah.
He's currently 22-1 against Brian Ortega, ranked number 2, 15-1.
Jesus Christ.
So both of them only have a loss on their record.
Who did Volk's loss lose to, do you know?
It was really early on in his career.
When he was fighting a middleweight. You've got to remember, this man fights at featherweight. He's shorter than me, if people know me. Go on my Insta, MMA Moose, so you can see I'm a short ass. This guy's shorter than me. He's 5'4".
No, you're 5'4".
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing the Conor McGregor thing. Obviously, when you explain your own joke, it doesn't work. 5'4", at least.
But, yeah.
Terrible Irish accent.
Your wife's in my DMs.
So, he last lost May 2013 against Corey Nelson.
Let's have a look. What weight was that?
He's lightweight now, Corey Nelson. Okay. But he may have been bigger at the time.
Yeah.
Obviously, Ortega's one loss is to Max Holloway, which is what you expect. He's probably the best featherweight in the world.
Yeah, for me, he's up there being a featherweight.
I thought Volkanovski, the second time when he fought Holloway, definitely lost that fight.
Yeah. But he didn't get outclassed as bad as Ortega did he?
No.
Ortega got blood. It was hard to watch.
It was hard to watch. I struggled with this one, picking this. This is insane, this. Volkanovski's on a 19-fight win streak. That's insane. Volkanovski's last fight was July 11th, 2020, though. So he's had not a massive amount of time off, but about 14, 15 months. Mm-hmm. But he is that top level, so that shouldn't make a difference. Obviously, Ortega's, like we've just said, only loss was Max Holloway. Since bounced back against the Korean Zombie, mm-hmm. and got a good win. Looked good on his feet. Mm-hmm. Looked dominant. When I was looking at this, I wanted to go Volkanovski, and I did. And then I thought about his style. Obviously, he gets a lot of takedowns, lands a lot of shots, awkward shots. It's not like crisp, sort of straight down the middle.
No.
It's looping shots to a takedown. Do you want to take Brian Ortega down?
Absolutely not.
No.
Yeah.
And if you don't take him down, then you've got a war on the feet. And I was trying to figure out who'd win this war.
Ortega's got the reach, hasn't he? He's got that nice jab, nice
long,
straight shots.
Crisp.
Yeah.
So I've had to go Ortega. I'm going to go Brian Ortega.
Yeah.
3 prediction points.
Wow, more confident than... More confident
Pretty
than
confident me. On it. Just because of the style matchup.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, like, the way I looked at it was...
I don't fancy his chances against Holloway, though.
No. I think Holloway murders them both. I think Holloway's the best featherweight in the world.
Yeah. Volkanovski's got more of a chance against Holloway because we've seen him have a better chance.
But like, see, styles make fights. Like, you could be the number three guy can beat the number one guy sometimes, but you can't beat the number two, so we can't get to number one.
I think Volkanovski would struggle with Qatar or Keita.
Keita, yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you who I think Volkanovski would struggle against, if he ever fights again, Zabit.
Yeah.
Another one, I think Zabit's. I think
Ortega eats Zabit alive, though.
Yeah, he does as soon as he hits the mat.
It's a style thing.
Ortega's jiu-jitsu is... What I love about Ortega's jiu-jitsu is it's not that new, sporty, like, fancy jiu-jitsu.
No.
It's just very fundamentals.
Yeah.
He's really good at his fundamentals. Guillotines
If you've seen the Cub Swanson fight, that's frightening how he taps him there. It looks like he's going to get out of it, and he readjusts mid-air. So it's like a standing guillotine.
Yeah.
And it's just that crushing sort of black belt, high level black belt sort of sub where it looked frightening.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jensen's only got his two prediction point left, so I don't have to roll the dice for that. But we do have to roll the dice for who he's going to have. So Volkanovski evens, Ortega odds 2. So he's going Volkanovski.
Okay. This is the only pick he hasn't picked the same as me. And it doesn't really matter because he's gone 2 points and I've only got 1 point left. So it basically hardly matters. I can't catch Jensen, I don't think.
I think you can. Especially with the Diaz one.
Oh, that's true.
So, who have you got?
I've gone the same. Well, I think I give it away, didn't I? Where I agree with you. I think Volkanovski, on paper, you should maybe lean towards him. But styles make fights. And I just think if he tries to wrestle Ortega, and I've seen in his camp all the videos seem to be wrestling heavy. I know if he tries to wrestle Ortega, he's going to get his neck snapped.
You'd think so.
Yeah, maybe not. You might be wrong, but Volkanovski's got Craig Jones in his corner, who's like one of the best jiu-jitsu guys in the world.
I've not seen Ortega fight anyone that looks like they're going to...
Out-grapple him. No. I was thinking at one stage that he'd be a perfect matchup to maybe beat Khabib.
Yeah, I did when they was talking about who should replace... Who fell out of the Khabib fight? Was it Ferguson?
Yeah, Ferguson, yeah. And he brought Holloway in. They asked Holloway and Ortega, but Ortega was too heavy.
And Aya Quinter ended up jumping in.
Aya Quinter jumped in. Holloway jumped in first, then he had to pull out again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Ortega, for the reasons I've said. Having said that, also another thing to factor into it as well, Volkanovski's not been training with his usual team because he doesn't want to go through the quarantine stuff in New Zealand. So he's not been training with Adesanya and Hooker, etc. He's been training in Australia, where he's actually from.
Right.
I think that, why change a winning formula? Sometimes that can throw people off.
I mean, if he's got Craig Jones in his corner, that's a good start.
Yeah, definitely. But no, I'm leaning towards Ortega, but like I said, we've only got the 1 point left. I'm not super confident.
Yeah.
So that wraps
it up. I agree. It was just a style that made me a little bit more confident. So that'll do us then. So we've gone on a little bit there.
My Chinese will be cold.
Yeah. So Jensen's got some really good picks to say that was random.
I can't believe it. Every single pick pretty much was the same, apart from two.
I like that we've gone quite a few different ones there, though.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see where the competition lies after this.
Yeah.
So as always, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at TheCPWPod. We also have a Facebook page, The Combat and Pro Wrestling Podcast on Facebook. I think that's all the social media stuff.
You know what I think people like about this podcast is how smooth it runs. Do you know what I mean? Like how educated and informed we are.
So smooth.
Yeah, yeah.
So smooth. Best equipment, best sound quality all the time.
Yeah. We know our stuff.
Yeah.
We're just like...
We've actually got, and I've had Twitter now for a few weeks, we've actually got zero followers.
I'm going to have to make a Twitter and follow on.
I'll tell you what, whoever's the first person to follow us on Twitter can get a shout out on the next episode.
And a free t-shirt.
And a free t-shirt.
It might be one I've already worn because I don't think we've got any new ones.
No. It might not be an official...
I'll sign it for you.
It might be in pen. I might just draw on an old t-shirt, but...
Yeah,
we'll find something. We'll at least give you a shout out. Not that who cares anyway.
Yeah.
First follower on Twitter. Yeah. Anyway, rambled on. This is going to take me a good while to edit and get it out by at least Thursday at the latest. But thank you for listening as always, and we'll see you on the next one.